Rosemary Jenkinson has stitched up his opening in the Lyric next week. Tell us a bit about the play. It's as if the morality play isn't dead. I mean, you've kind of constructed a plot that takes in NHS whistleblowing, peace walls coming down.
Yeah, I actually really like my characters to have big issues in life. So it's really all a kind of moral conundrum of how they navigate through all the big issues that they're faced. I think that makes really interesting drama.
Are you kind of pointing out that there's a personal cost to morality, and if you kind of chase these morals, then you've got to recognise there's some kind of sacrifice?
Yes, obviously, if you devote yourself to big issues, it's usually at a cost to your private life and your personal relationships with people. But also, I like to throw a spanner in the works, so it's like something. A choice will come where they really have to choose between that and maybe actually in reality doing good. The idea of in theory they're do-gooders, but when it actually comes to the bit, are they that moral?
It can be ambiguous or maybe
yes,
not.
Yeah, I love that kind of complexity in human nature. So that's really what it is.
I mean, Stitched Up is billed as a satire. Why use, I guess, satire instead of straight comedy or tragedy or farce or some of the other things? You're kind of drawn to satire, I think, from previous plays.
I think it's probably satire is the best way of getting your political point across, but with humour. I mean, that's really how I see it. Although, I mean, I think I have elements in my play of comedy, farce, and straight drama. You know, I'm not completely caught up in the idea that it's a satire. It's all a kind of fusion of things, and it's a general comedy, but I think satire is great because it really drives home your points and is also amusing and witty. I mean, I love the idea of, you know, a night out being sort of sparkling, you know, which is what satire is.
Do you hope that people go away when they go home from the play? Are you trying to have kind of upset them so that they're kind of still thinking about it and worrying about their own lives? Or are you kind of happy that it can be just entertainment? Or, I mean, is there a purpose, a moral purpose behind your creation?
There's a moral purpose, yes. So I do hope that, yeah, they will go home thinking about something. But I hope that while they're actually in the theatre, they're being entertained and are not aware that it's kind of that there is a big message behind it. You know, you want that to sort of seep through afterwards rather than, okay, I'm going to this play. Oh, no, I'm going to be taught something or it's educational. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I much prefer that they just have actually a great time. And then hopefully there'll be something that stays with them.
Previous plays have covered themes of bonfires. I think I remember seeing Planet Belfast a couple of years ago, which had GM.
Oh, yeah.
It had GM crops and corrupt politics and things. I mean, Northern Ireland's a rich seam of themes to mine and opportunities for a playwright.
It is. Well, I mean, our whole political system here, I think, is great for satire. Totally ripe. So, I mean, one of the characters in Stitched Up is the wife of the surgeon. The surgeon is Aidan, his wife is Kate, and she's the peace facilitator, and she is intent on pulling down peace walls. So really, yeah, it is that backdrop to hear that we have constant sort of big political questions about peace walls. Should they be up? Should they be down? And, you know, it is. I think our society is amazing, actually, for... Because it's different. It's not like the rest of the UK or Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
So we have that uniqueness. So I really like to use that uniqueness.
I mean, some other Northern Ireland writers have deliberately started to turn their backs nearly on the troubles and politics and things. I mean, David Park after the Truth Commissioner, and Owen, who I think you were probably at the play last night, the opening of Death of a Comedian, he's kind of moved on from those topics and now dealing with stand-up comedy and various other things. Are you still happy that there's lots more work for you to do?
I mean, I have no, you know, it comes on a play-by-play basis. I don't think, I am a I'm certainly not a Troubles writer. In fact, I've never written a Troubles play. I mean,
but you're a post-conflict writer, or you're a...
Yes, exactly. But that's just part of being a contemporary writer. I mean, with Owen's play, for instance, he's setting that in London, so it's completely different. But if you're setting a play in Belfast, I can't see how you can really escape what is the local scenarios. So, you know, and yeah, I think, I mean, I suppose you could say, oh, is this too local? Is it not capable of transferring? But I think it can transfer all over the world, those themes, because, I mean, we've got conflicts going on all over the world, and they will naturally go into post-conflict. So I just think it's relevant. It's now, and I love to write about what is current in Belfast.
And you'd certainly be open to the British Council helping you take it to other locations. Yes.
If they have any funding left after the cuts, yes, I'd be absolutely delighted to go there. I think if you've got a post-conflict play, yeah, go to the places that are also in post-conflict. Mm-hmm. You know, like Afghanistan. I think a little tour to Afghanistan would be fantastic.
It would be fantastic. Yes, we'll see what we can arrange. Stitched Up, it opens, in fact, it premieres next week in the Lyric. Do you stay involved in the production as the playwright, just kind of tweaking it as it goes along and as you hear the lines come to life, or do you hand your baby over and let the director kind of take it on his own?
Probably a bit of both, really. Mm-hmm. Yes. I have been in quite a lot in rehearsals, and it's really good for me to see that everything is exactly as my vision is and everything, and also I've tweaked for individual actors. Every production is different, and individual actors will raise different points, and yeah, I like to be there just to, and there's things I've missed in the text and things, so I have, yeah, we have definitely improved it, I think, yeah, through rehearsals.
Do you ever fancy being a kind of director, producer yourself and just taking it end to end?
I'm thinking I would absolutely hate to be a director.
Really?
Because, no offence to actors, but it's a really, really hard... I think also I haven't been an actor, and I think you really have to have been an actor to understand the process. I mean, I kind of understand a bit better now, but at the start I didn't have a clue how they... You know, the stresses that they go through... So, no, I've no aspirations. I prefer being a writer and letting somebody else take control of it.
The production's going to go on tour, I think, after the Lyric. So are you going to drop in various venues and see how it plays differently in different locations?
I don't think it will play different. I mean, every night is different, but I don't think it's anything to do with the location. But I suppose it's always interesting to see the audience reaction. So, yeah, I may... Pop it. I haven't got any plans, but yes, I could do a surprise visit just to keep the actors on their toes.
The mystery shopper comes to test the quality. Well, I mean,
exactly.
All the best for seeing Stitched Up come to life next week. Hope it goes well, and hopefully I'll be along one of the nights to see it.
Yeah,
thank you very much, Rosemary.
I hope you are, Alan. Yes, definitely. That'd be brilliant.